Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Renu, also known by its ticker RNW. If you're a long-term investor looking to dig into the renewable energy space, you're in the right place. Today, we're breaking down Renu, a key player in the clean energy game, to see if it's a solid pick for your portfolio. We'll cover a quick overview of the company, touch on recent news and performance, dive deep into a SWOT analysis, and wrap up with some actionable insights. So, let's get started. Quick overview of Renu. For those who might not be super familiar, Renu is a leading renewable energy company based in India, operating in the wind and solar power sectors. They're part of the broader energy industry, focusing on sustainable solutions, and they've built a significant presence in one of the fastest-growing markets for clean energy. With thousands of full-time employees and a strong operational portfolio, Renu is positioning itself as a heavyweight in the transition to greener power sources. Their mission? To drive affordable and accessible renewable energy, which aligns perfectly with global trends toward sustainability. Now let's see how they've been doing lately and what's shaping their story. Recent news and performance snapshot. Looking at the latest updates, Renu has been making some noise. Based on recent reports, they've shown impressive operational growth, which we'll dig into more during the SWOT. On the performance front, their stock has had mixed results over various timeframes. Short term, we've seen some volatility over the past week and month, but zooming out to the 6-month and 1-year marks, there's a clearer picture of how they're tracking against industry benchmarks in the renewable energy sector. Compared to their peers, Renew's performance over the longer term shows resilience, though it's not without challenges, and from the latest earnings call for Q3 2025, there's a lot to unpack. Strong revenue growth and strategic moves are definitely worth noting. Let's break this down further in our SWOT analysis to see what's working, what's not, and where the opportunities lie for long-term investors like you. SWOT analysis, strengths. All right. Let's kick off with the strengths that make Renu stand out as a potential long-term hold. Robust revenue growth. From the latest income statements and the Q3 2025 earnings call, Renu reported a 26% year-on-year increase in operational capacity. That's a serious jump, and it's backed by solid revenue figures that show they're scaling effectively. For investors, this kind of top-line growth signals a company that's capitalizing on the booming demand for renewables. Strategic market position. Operating in India, one of the largest and fastest growing markets for clean energy, gives Renu a geographic edge. Their focus on both wind and solar diversifies their portfolio, reducing reliance on a single energy source, which is a smart play for stability. Operational efficiency. Looking at key metrics, their gross profit margin and return on invested capital are trending positively. This tells me they're not just growing, but doing so in a way that's profitable and sustainable, key for long-term value creation. Leadership and vision. The earnings call highlighted disciplined growth and cost optimization as core strategies under their current leadership. The CEO's focus on leveraging manufacturing capabilities to boost competitiveness is a forward-thinking move that could pay off big time as the industry evolves. As SWOT analysis, weaknesses. Now, let's be real. Every company has its Achilles heel, and Renu is no exception. Here's where they're lagging. Debt levels. A quick glance at their balance sheet and debt-to-equity ratio shows they're carrying a significant amount of debt. For long-term investors, this is a red flag because high leverage can limit flexibility, especially if interest rates climb or if there's a slowdown in cash flow generation. Short-term volatility. While their longer-term performance looks decent, the shorter timeframes, 1 week and 1 month, show some choppiness. This isn't a deal-breaker for long-term holders, but it does mean you might need a strong stomach for near-term fluctuations. Net profit margins under pressure. Despite strong revenue, their net profit margin isn't as robust as I'd like to see. This suggests that while they're bringing in cash, a lot of it is getting eaten up by costs or other expenses, which could hinder reinvestment into growth if not addressed. SWOT analysis, opportunities. Let's shift gears to the exciting part. What could propel Renu forward in the coming years? There's plenty to like here. Global renewable boom. The renewable energy sector is on fire, and ReNew is well positioned to ride this wave. With governments worldwide pushing for net zero targets, demand for clean energy solutions is only going to grow, and ReNew's established presence in India could be a massive tailwind. Expansion potential. The earnings call mentioned plans to leverage manufacturing capabilities and optimize costs. If they can scale their operations further or enter new markets, there's a huge runway for growth. Keep an eye on any news about international expansion or new contracts. Favorable valuation metrics. Looking at their forward PE ratio, it's sitting at a reasonable level compared to industry averages. This suggests that, from a valuation standpoint, ReNew might not be overpriced, giving long-term investors a decent entry point if other fundamentals align. Innovation and CapEx. Their cash flow statements show consistent investment in property, plant, and equipment. This capital expenditure, if directed toward cutting-edge tech or efficiency gains, could solidify their competitive edge over peers. SWOT analysis threats. Of course, it's not all sunshine and rainbows. Here are some threats that could trip up ReNew if they're not careful. Industry competition. The renewable energy space is getting crowded, with both established players and startups vying for market share. If ReNew can't differentiate through cost or innovation, they risk losing ground to competitors. Regulatory risks. Operating in India means navigating a complex regulatory landscape. Changes in government policies or subsidies for renewables could impact their bottom line, and that's something long-term investors need to monitor closely. Economic sensitivity. High debt levels make ReNew vulnerable to broader economic shifts. If there's a slowdown or if financing costs rise, their ability to manage liabilities could be tested, potentially impacting free cash flow and dividends. Sector performance lag. While ReNew has held its own, the broader sector performance over certain periods shows underperformance compared to other industries. If investor sentiment shifts away from renewables due to short-term disappointments, it could weigh on the stock. Chat, key insights for long-term investors. Before we wrap up, let's connect some dots. On the positive side, ReNew's revenue growth and strategic positioning in a high-growth market like India are compelling reasons to consider it for a long-term portfolio. That 26% operational increase isn't just a number, it's a sign they're executing well on the ground. However, I can't ignore the debt burden. If you're looking at this stock, you've got to weigh whether their growth can outpace the interest costs and if they can improve those net margins over time. Also, keep an eye on their free cash flow trends from the cash flow statements. It's a good indicator of whether they can sustain growth without piling on more debt. From a valuation perspective, the forward PE looks fair, but I'd want to see how it stacks up after their next earnings release. Short term, expect some bumps, but for a long-term horizon, the renewable energy tailwind could be a game changer if ReNew plays its cards right. Closing thoughts. So what's the verdict on ReNew? From a long-term investment perspective, there's a lot to like about their growth story and market positioning, but the debt and margin concerns mean it's not a slam dunk. If you're building wealth over the next decade, ReNew could be a solid addition if they manage their balance sheet and capitalize on the renewable energy boom. But stay vigilant. Watch for updates on their debt reduction strategies and any new contracts or expansions. Thanks for tuning in to this SWOT analysis on MarketSnap. If you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to stay tuned for our daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats. Plus, check out the detailed SWOT bullet points on our platform. Drop your thoughts on ReNew in the comments. Do you see it as a long-term winner, or are the risks too high? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.